Blog Talk.
Hi everybody, this is Barbara Hofmeister speaking, your show host of the To Be Show. And today we're going to talk about stopping our negative self-talk. Today we will talk about empowering ourselves. And we will look at our lost opportunities and maybe find out why we've lost those opportunities, why we let them pass without taking advantage of them. So welcome to today's show, and we are now doing number four, part four of To Be or Not To Be, The Choice Is Yours. And you might hear from my voice that I have a cold. It's now turning into sinusitis, and that means that my whole head is blocked. I'm feeling quite okay, but I might not sound so okay, and my nose is blocked, so my voice definitely is different. Well, last week, we looked at our vivid vision. We wrote our vivid vision. What do we want our life to look like? And we wrote down that if our dreams become true, what will our life look like in 5 years from today? 5 years. For some, it sounds like a long time away. For others, 5 years ago seems to be like yesterday. I feel like that. 5 years have flown past like a flash. It's amazing. And most of us overestimate what we can achieve in a year. But we vastly underestimate what we can achieve in 2, 3, 5, or 10 years. Vastly underestimate. Because we are used to getting instant results. That's what we want. We want immediate results. But immediate results don't always happen. It needs preparation to become lucky, if you know what I mean. It needs preparation. It needs planning. It needs taking a lot of different action steps before you actually, well, become lucky, like I said earlier, or before you actually see the results that you desire. And this is where most of us already stray, because we don't see the results and we think it doesn't work. So we try a different plan. And before we can actually see results, we stop that plan too and try a different plan. I'm so sorry. And try a different plan and never reach our desired outcome because we don't stick with the plan long enough. But we will go into that in one of the further parts. Today I want to look at lost opportunities. Have you ever said to yourself or heard anybody say, oh, I wish I had. I wish I'd gone there. I wish I'd done that. I wish I'd been more courageous. I wish I'd taken that opportunity. I certainly have had thoughts like that, and quite a few. As you get on in years, you do realize that you've let quite a few opportunities in your life pass. I remember when I was 25 and I was still fairly innocent and inexperienced in the ways of the world, I met an American businessman while I was traveling in Mexico. And he was friends with the same group of people that I befriended on this travel. So we spent a few days together. We went to the beach together, played backgammon, went to the same restaurant and so on. And we had an opportunity to talk. And I was working in tourism in those days. And for whatever reason, this gentleman took a liking to me, to my attitude, to the way that I was talking about my work. And he offered for me to run, no, actually first to build and then to run, a deluxe resort somewhere in the Caribbean. And I was totally shocked. I couldn't believe it. My God, me? Little me? Running a resort? Building a resort? And he told me that he had an island that belonged to him in the Caribbean. And there was nobody living on it, just very few local people went there. And he said he would like to build a deluxe resort and he would like me to do that. And I didn't think that I had the experience. I didn't think that I had the vision. I didn't think that I had it in me to actually do it. I didn't trust myself enough. And so I started doubting him. I mean, now looking back, that was not very grateful, actually, and not very graceful either, because I doubted him. I doubted his judgment. And I thought, well, maybe this guy is not for real. So he noticed my doubts, and he actually offered to pay me a year of salary in advance into a Swiss bank account that I would have access to if I would give it a go. I mean, what more security do you want? Okay, I had a job that I liked, but it was barely paid, and it didn't have that much future. So why didn't I take it? Because I did not trust myself. Because I did not believe in myself. I did not think I had it in me to do that. And so many of my clients have similar beliefs. So many. And no matter what age, actually, no matter what age. I visited a friend last week, and we were discussing this type of topic, and she's in the financial market. And she said to me, you know, Barbara, most people don't take care of their finances. They let other people do that. And they don't even make sure that these people know how to take care of their own finances. Isn't that interesting? Why would we trust someone that is an employee of some bank or some financial institution with our hard-earned money? And why would we think that they know better than we do what to do with it? That's a thought to ponder, but I'm twisting off a little bit. Lost opportunities. You see, very, very often we lose opportunities, and some of them are incredible opportunities like this one. I mean, really, I wish I had. That's what I still think today. I wish I'd given it a go. I might have failed, but what an experience. What a thing to have on your CV. I built a resort, developed a resort. And it probably would have worked. You know, I was crazy enough in those days to actually develop something really extraordinary. Well, we will never know. But lost opportunities, we all have them in our life. And the reason why I didn't dare to do it was my negative self-talk. I didn't think I was good enough. I didn't think I had enough experience. And I thought, why me? Must be something wrong with the guy. Just talking about it now lets me shake my head. But that persistent voice in my head drove me nuts. And I talk it Jebat. I call it Jebat, meet Jebat. That's what it's called, the chapter in the book. When you say to yourself, yeah, it sounds great, but what if I fail? But what if I succeed? But what if I'm too fat? But what if I don't look good? But what if others are laughing? But what? Yeah, but. And this persistent voice in my head drove me nuts. And occasionally today it still does. Not as persistent and not as insistent as it did in those days. But still it comes up sometimes, you know, when I try something new. And I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. Do you remember the introduction from the book? Who am I to be brilliant, talented, and fabulous? It's that incredible poem by Marianne Williamson. Incredible. You are powerful beyond measure. Today I ask myself, what if I dared? What if I dared? But what did I learn from this lost opportunity? I learned to be more open to opportunities because I regretted it. I regretted it for a long time to come. So I learned to be more open. The next time somebody showed an opportunity, I was open. I listened. I learned to enjoy challenges. And I learned that most challenges that are thrust onto me come my way for a reason. Maybe because I need to learn a lesson. Maybe because I'm ready to take up that opportunity. So today I say that I can claim that since then I haven't let any opportunity pass me by without at least giving it serious consideration. But obviously, I have let opportunities pass me by that I haven't even seen as opportunities. And that happens to all of us. We don't see many, many, many opportunities. Good example is when you like someone of the other sex, and so you're focusing on that person, and even the most beautiful, beautiful, you know, your perfect partner, your soulmate might come along. You probably won't have eyes for them because you're focusing on that one person, even though that one person might be totally wrong for you. And you might even know that they're totally wrong. But right now, you've only got eyes for them. You don't see anything else. So you don't see all the other opportunities around you. And you might let that one person pass you by. You might shrug them off. You might give them the cold shoulder. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. I wish that we would all be so free that we would just grab any opportunity that makes sense to us, obviously, and that excites us, and give it a go. Because that way we would learn at a much earlier age what works and what doesn't. We would learn our lessons at a much earlier age too. And we would be able to stop our mind monkey, our little inner voice that is protecting us. And I mean, that is why it's there. It is supposed to protect us from harm. But what harm could have come from me building a resort in a beautiful tropical destination? I mean, for sure I would have had to stretch my boundaries enormously. And for sure I would have had several setbacks and failures. But what if it had worked? You see, each of us is born to make this world a better place. And I don't know what your purpose here is, but I know that part of your purpose is to leave the world a better place. And every one of us has their unique ways, their exclusive reason for being here, that no one else on the planet can fulfill. And some people, I think, are just sent our way to teach us a few lessons. I've got one person like that in my life that I keep wishing would never have come into my life. But I'm learning so many lessons of still my limitations, of still how I don't trust my own decisions in things that I am not, you know, very knowledgeable about. For instance, construction work. Quite a few of my real estate need, you know, to be rebuilt or refurbished, and I just have no trust in my judgment there. And this guy keeps pushing my face into it. I need to learn, and now at the moment I need to learn very fast because I have a deadline. But Mark Victor Hansen says that anybody can turn themselves from ordinary workers into extraordinary human beings just because they do what they love to do. And that leads them to do it outstandingly well. And I'm sure you know that when you're in a job that you really enjoy, whether it's your own business or you're working for someone else, if you really love what you're doing, you are better than anybody else. Just because your attitude is totally different, you go to work looking forward to the day. And you don't think, oh my God, it's Monday again. What a nightmare. Because that is giving you a totally different attitude. And as they used to say, if you put your hat on at McDonald's just for doing that or whistling while you're sweeping the floor, you already get a dollar more salary. So it has a lot to do with attitude. And a great example for that is Paul Potts for me. Paul Potts, the opera singer, check him out on YouTube and watch the very, very, very first appearance on this talent show, Paul Potts, P-O-T-T-S. Incredible. The first time he appeared on TV on this talent show, Britain's Got Talent, you can see this really timid man that was looking down and he was, well, almost ashamed of it being alive and had very low confidence. And he went on stage and he sang opera and he blew everybody away with his incredible voice and the power that he had in his voice. Incredible power. He was living his purpose in that moment. That's why he was giving such a beautiful voice. But as soon as he finished his two-minute presentation, as soon as he finished his two minutes of singing, his shoulders slammed again, he moved forward, head down, biting his lip, and you could see that he was afraid of the judgment by the judges. Even so, the public at the show were going crazy. He got a standing ovation immediately. And still, he didn't believe it. He was waiting for the judges to judge him and to put him down. I mean, it was just amazing. And you can see it. It's only 3 minutes long. I mean, really, really watch it. I hope when you listen to this, it's still up there, but I'm sure it is. It's been watched nearly 20 million times. It's so powerful. So make sure that you know why you're on this planet. Make sure that you know what your purpose is. Because my purpose in life is to give you the message that you always have the freedom of choice, that wherever you are today, you can turn around and live the rest of your days totally different than you have until now. And in my book, To Be or Not to Be, the Choice is Yours, and we're talking at the moment, I'm taking you through some of the processes of the book and explaining some of the things. In my book, I've put every technique that I could find while I was writing it that I've used to move myself forward, because I used to have very low self-esteem. I used to have a constantly nagging voice in my head, constantly telling me, you can't do that, you can't do that, you're not good enough, you don't know enough. And my yebat was really strong and overpowering, and it stopped me from doing so many things in my life. And an Indian gentleman, I can't pronounce his name, he's a Nobel Prize winner for literature, he said, we cannot cross the sea merely by staring at the water. And that means you can't get anywhere unless you take the action, unless you take the steps. If you have a dream, to make that dream come true, you need to take action steps. You can't just stare at it and, you know, think positively, like you might have been taught, and do affirmations and expect it to happen. You must take action. So we have to move, we have to take action, and we must implement what we learn. That's another thing that I noticed. I go to a lot of seminars myself. I give a lot of seminars and trainings, and I notice that I have similar people in similar cities that go to my trainings and go to other people's trainings. And I think, what have they implemented? What has changed? And I do ask them, what has changed since the last training you've been to? And most of them, they look at me with big eyes. They have not implemented what they've learned. And if you don't implement, you can't get different results. You see, just from learning, just knowledge doesn't do anything. Knowledge put into action, that is what brings the outcomes that you want. So if you have a big dream, believe in that dream. Believe in that. We're going to work on the belief, on your belief structure also. And don't let anybody steal that dream, because it's yours. It's not theirs. Maybe for them it would be impossible. But they've got their own dreams. So you focus on yours and yours only. And make that happen. And if you can't happen, if you can't make it happen by yourself, which most of us can't actually, so nothing wrong with getting help. Nothing wrong. Ask for help. Get yourself a coach. Join a mastermind group. Depending what you're doing, if you're working in the service industry, join Toastmasters. Join some group where you need to speak in public so that you can practice that. Very important, because whoever you speak to, you will always have a public. You will always have an audience. So you want to get really good at that. You see, all things are possible if we don't limit ourselves. To do or not to do, it's always our own choice. Stephen Covey said, we are not a product of what has happened to us in the past. We always have the power of choice, and that is true. That is so true. Might not always seem easy, and sometimes we think we have no choice. We are in a corner, especially now in times of recession, in times when life is a bit harder on us. We think we have no choices. We've got to work harder so we make a few bucks more. We've got to work harder so we can pay off our debts. We've got to work harder so we can pay off our mortgages. We've got to work harder because prices are rising. Even so, many of us are making less money. But Jim Rohn said, and I love Jim Rohn, he was my biggest mentor, my first mentor, absolutely incredible person. And he says, geese can only fly south, but we are not geese. We have the freedom to fly in any direction we desire. All we have to do is make a decision and actually turn around and do it. Well, you see, I've read hundreds of self-help books. Some of you know I started in 1978, which is a long time ago, right? Over 30 years ago. And normally at this stage of reading any self-help book, I got upset because I didn't see how these insights, how these teachings that the gurus gave to me or tried to give to me could change the miseries in my life. How could they change my failures? Why didn't they just give me the tools and let me get on with my life? You see, I thought that the authors of those books never had the problems that I had. But I was totally wrong. We all have hurdles. We all have challenges we need to overcome. We all have challenges we need to find solutions for. The difference is that most of us moan and groan without being proactive. And that's a mistake. And even today, I catch myself at it sometimes. You know, like today, I should have made 3 phone calls about my real estate. I didn't make because I hate this stuff. I really dislike it. So I need to find someone that can take that into their hands because I am not very good at it. But that is mainly because I don't want to give it time. I just don't enjoy doing it, right? I much rather like write an article for you, or I much rather post a blog post, because that's what I love doing. I love sharing my own experiences and what has helped me. But this real estate stuff, construction stuff, refurbishing, oh. So if you are one of those experts on that, maybe you can help me out and we can exchange services. I can coach you on that and you can coach me on refurbishing and construction stuff. That would be helpful. But anyway, as we become more and more aware of our negative self-talk, and we become more aware when we listen to ourselves. Especially when there are challenges, we will have this negative self-talk. Or when we try something new. Oh, you can't do that. Oh, well, who do you think you are? Oh, you're not good enough. Oh, what do you think you're doing at your age? You know, this type of talk. And I will give you a very easy now, very easy to use technique to get rid of this. Very easy, because we learn from joy and we learn from pain. Pleasure and pain are the two motivators for us human beings. And I want you to use, put a rubber band around your wrist, rubber band, not too tight so it doesn't cut your blood off, just comfortable. And if you find a wider one, all the better. And put it around your wrist and keep it around your wrist. And whenever you have this negative self-talk coming up, like you can't do it, or you are not good enough, or you don't know enough, or who do you think you are, then listen to this. I don't know if you heard it. I will do it again. Well, I hope you heard it. I've got a rubber band around my wrist at the moment because I am being challenged right now with my real estate stuff. So I put my rubber band around my wrist. So whenever this comes up, my negative inner voice is telling me, you can't, then I just snap this hard, hard. It has to hurt. Because we want to train our body that this type of information is no good for us. It's painful. And then we can say, thank you, I heard you, and let it go. We can just acknowledge it and let it go. Or we can do something else even. We can change it into a more empowering thought. Like, I can do this. Because I will call in an expert and actually kiss that place where we've just snapped the rubber band so that we see a difference in a different thought or a different way of putting something that, you know, there's also a positive aspect of it. So snap it away and snap hard. I actually once drew blood when I did that. You don't have to do it quite that hard, but do snap it. Boris Becker, the German tennis champion, said, I've learned more from my failures than from my wins. And that goes for every single one of us. Because reactive behavior often comes from the lack of self-love and the sense of worthiness that we try to cover up. You know that from people that become aggressive and loud very easily. That has to do with the sense of worthiness. Of unworthiness, sorry. Because they feel attacked by everything anybody says. So whenever you say something to them that is not 100% positive, even the sentence that they could just take as a slight criticism will freak them out. Will let them go for you. Will make them raise their voice or turn around and walk off or whatever. Because they don't feel worthy. And it is so important that you feel worthy. Do you remember when you were a little toddler? Or maybe you have children. And you remember when they started to walk. Did they give up after they fell down? I mean, if they would give up. You know, they fell down 100 times. I remember I fell down 100 times. And my godchildren, my God, dozens and dozens and dozens of times in one day, and they got up again and tried again and tried again and tried again and tried again until they did it, until they mastered the skill of walking, the skill of speaking, the skill of tying their shoelaces, and thousands of other little skills that children have to master. Do they give up? No, they don't even think of it. So So why do we as adults give up when we have challenges in our life? Do you know that? Why is that? Are we weaker than small children? You see, finding your inner freedom and finding peace within yourself, which is when you also can give peace and love to others, is when you are at peace with yourself, when you find happiness within yourself. It is like learning to walk again. It's a continuous process. And it's a process that will never really end. And believe me, there are many, many stumbling blocks on the way. But the way is the goal already. And it's such an exciting journey. Because you can change yourself any moment. I mean, your attitude, you can change your state of happiness, your emotional state, any time you want. And we will go into that deeper at a later stage. Anytime you want. So again, I want to quote Jim Rohn. He says, don't wish it were easier, wish you were better. Don't wish for less problems, wish for more skills. Don't wish for less challenges, wish for more wisdom. Because there's so much in our lives already for which we can be grateful, and we should be grateful. You know, if you say thanks every night before you go to sleep, and every morning as you get up or before you get up, your life will turn around. It will be so much easier for you to be happy, to feel worthy, to feel loved, to feel appreciated. Because there's so much to be grateful for in every one of our lives, even when life at times is tough. So I would like to make an agreement with you, between you and me. I want to ask you to continue to strive for growth and to forgive yourself for your errors in judgment in the past and in the future. And I want you to look at those failures and see what learning are in them. That's the most important. What can you learn from whenever you failed? There's always a learning in there. And once you've got that learning, those situations don't come up again. You see, but they come up again and again and again. If you're always in the wrong relationships, they come up again and again and again. If you twiddle away your money, it comes up again and again and again until you've learned the lesson. So look at those failures. Look at those moments when you feel strong insecurity or that you see a repeat pattern, look at the lesson that is there for you to learn and learn it. Because that's the next step to inner and outer freedom. And it is important to make a conscious decision on wanting to become more than you are today. More than you are today. Because that's what we all want. Not only do we want more, I mean more money, more happiness, more freedom, whatever it is you might want more of, but we want to become more. Because when we become more, we also have more. So I want you to make a personal declaration of independence. And write it down if you are not in the car or somewhere. If you have a pen and paper at hand, write it down. And write down your name. I, and then your name, am committed to work on the advancement of my personality. I will make every effort to further enhance my self-esteem and build my confidence. I, your name, am committed to work on the advancement of my personality. I will make every effort to further enhance my self-esteem and build my confidence. I forgive myself for any errors in judgment. I might have made in the past, and I promise to learn from my failures in order to turn them into future successes. Okay, I will repeat the last part. I forgive myself for any errors in judgment I might have made in the past, and I promise to learn from my failures in order to turn them into future successes. And now you write the place and the date and you sign it. Because if you're with me already on the fourth session, you probably have the book. You probably bought the book because you were interested in it. So now you're following through also by audio, also through this session. And you will get results, 100% guaranteed, if you follow the techniques. So I think you've decided to lead a fulfilled and independent life, right? And you deserve it. So now let's put this into action and let's look at past lost opportunities. Past opportunities in your life. Did you just let them pass or did you tackle them only half-heartedly? Yeah, I can do that. You know, you do it, but you don't really do it with the full intention of doing it right. Because you don't really believe that you can do it and you don't really want to do it. And did your inner voice tell you that you couldn't make it? That you shouldn't even attempt, that you might fail, that you would look stupid? What will other people say about you if you do this and fail? That you're not ready? That you should better stay where you are and not stick your head out all the time. That's not safe. I mean, be honest with yourself, because this is only for yourself. It's called fear of the unknown, because our unconscious wants us to be without pain. So it tries to stop getting us out of our comfort zone. But we need to get out of our comfort zone if we want to move forward in life, if we don't want to lose opportunities. And do you say, if I could, I would do this? I think it's much better if you say, I can and I will. I can and I will. And will you? So I want you to think back. We will do that outside of this program, of course, but write it down. And get the book if possible, if you don't have it yet, because that will help you. All the questions are in there. So think back into your past life and write down all your lost opportunities, your regrets, and what you think stopped you. What has happened? Was it really an opportunity? How did it come into your life? Did you actually think about doing it? Why didn't you do it? What stopped you? So I want you to find at least 5, better would be 7, of these lost opportunities, of these regrets that you have in your life. They can be, you know, small or they can be large. It makes no difference. And look at them, why you haven't taken them up. How did they come into your life and what stopped you taking them up? And write as many as you can remember, you know. I mean, the more the better. And for some of you, you're going to feel sad when you do that. You know, there will be one or two that you really regret. And you might feel a little bit sad. That's okay. You know, we've all got lost opportunities. It's normal. But there's no use regretting it now because it's gone. there is use in actually finding out why you let it pass you by, in finding that out, and then looking at what stopped you and how would you do it different now. You know, regretting it, looking back, feeling bad about it, is just a waste of energy and time. But we have to learn from that. I have a good example of that in the book about a friend who just came from St. Lucia in the Caribbean, and she was, you know, she was so excited. She said, I want to go and live there. I want to go and live there. It's fantastic. Real estate is booming. Oh, it's great. I will go and live there. And we said, okay, off you go. Pack your stuff. And she said, no, I can't. I first need to make money. No, I can't. I first need to do this. No, well, we don't have time now to go into it. But fact was, she could have done it in a snap. She could have just turned around, packed up her stuff. She had a rental apartment. She was without a job at that moment. So whether she built up a new base, a new job in the south of Spain, where that happened to happen, or in the Caribbean, would have made no difference at all, would it? But she didn't. So next exercise. Where and when do you choose the sparrow over the pigeon? You know, they say, better the sparrow in the hand than the pigeon on the roof. Well, a sparrow in the hand is the little things that we do take up. But we're looking up at the pigeon on the roof. We're looking up at the big things that we actually want to do or want to have. And they seem so far away. And so we say, okay, I'm happy with the sparrow. But we're not really. So go back to your lost opportunities and write down what you would do if they came along today. And if you would do something different, why would you do it different? Well, we've only got a couple of minutes left, so we are running out of time, unfortunately. You see, I want you to take real-life examples from your life and from your family's life. Why? Because then it's very easy to understand. It will immediately go into your subconscious because, you know, you don't have to think about it that much. And you will also realize where you're straying off, because there will be a repeat pattern there, I'm sure. And we have to face the facts that our mind will always try to stop us going down new avenues, always, because it helps us to survive. But that's all it does. It helps us to survive. And you don't want to survive. You want to thrive. You want to live a happy, successful life, don't you? But our subconscious mind, its job is for survival, that we are not in pain, that we don't hurt. You see, most people are not completely happy in their life. Far from it. But still, they continue to do the same things over and over again, hoping that someday things will be different. But they won't. So my question to you is, as we wrap up for today, do you want to live a compromise? Do you want to live someone else's idea of a life? Or do you want to live your life? Tell me. It's your choice. But I think you deserve better. So what is stopping you? Think about that. Give that some thought until we meet again next week. Because to be or not to be, the choice is always yours. I wish you a wonderful, empowering week. Inspiring now in springtime. If you have questions, find me on Facebook. I answer any question that I get there, so you can get in direct contact with me. I wish you a wonderful week, and see you next week. Same place, same time. Be happy. It's all within you. Love you. Bye-bye. Barbara here.